Doesn't take much time. Taylor now with it. Again, looking for Romek. Now they pass over to Applewhite. Now Applewhite goes to Romek. Now Romek to Taylor. Taylor drives in, puts up a wild shot that's no good. Slapped away by Lamont Hamilton. And here comes the Angels the other way. Hamilton drives in, puts up a floater that's no good. And a player control foul coming up on Lamont Hamilton. They were waiting for that all night. The Knights have been waiting for that all night. They thought they should have had it on two other occasions on Lamont. 12-11 to go, 44-35 as Taylor brings it up. Taylor with the basketball. Gets it over to Applewhite, then to Romek. Romek comes inside, pulls up and scores. And Dylan's having a loving it that Romek is pulling up those shots. 44-37. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball. Gives it over to Vincent. Vincent still with the ball, being guarded by Taylor. Gives it up to Lockridge. Now they go over to Hamilton on the wing. Hamilton on the drive. He'll put it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound Ward, though. He puts it back in. A.C. Ward. 46-37. Romek with the basketball now. He'll pull up, shoot, and score again. Aaron Romek just continues. He's a scoring machine. 25 unofficially for Romek. 46-39 at the 11-minute mark. Three-pointers good, though, by Lamont Hamilton. Makes it a 10-point lead. Shot put up is good by Jones. Cuts it back to 8. 10:45 to go. Mont Hamilton with the basketball, passes over to Lockridge. Now back to Vincent. Now on the drive, it's Hamilton. Knocked away by Romek. So checking back in is Ozier. A WRJN Racine. All right, so the Angels the inbound on that deflection. They get it into Ward, being guarded by Applewhite. Ward throws it across court to Ozier. Now Ozier gives it back to Hamilton. Hamilton. Now Vincent with the three-pointer, and he's fouled. So he'll go to the line to shoot three. Not the best free throw shooter on the Angels to get three shots. That foul's on Taylor, his first, team second. He's 1-for-2 tonight, Eddie Vincent Jr. He'll get three. First one up is good. Shooter's touch. Everything you'd want from that, 50-41. Second one's all net good, 51-41. And the third one was an air ball.
I think I have a surprising score update. You could say Union Grove is leading Westosha Central by 4 at halftime, 27-23.
Wow, that is shocking. Here comes Taylor with it. Taylor looking for someone to give it to. Now passes over to Applewhite. Applewhite turnaround shot is taken away by A.C. Ward. And he puts it into the hands of Hamilton. Dylan and I thought it should be a jump ball possession, but they let it go. So Vincent Jr. with it now, gives it to A.C. Ward. To Lamont Hamilton on the drive. Lamont Hamilton puts it up and scores. Lamont Hamilton with another two to make it 53-41. Taylor with the basketball. Yeah, you better give it to Romack. Romack will get you back in the game. Romack with the basketball now. They throw it across court to Taylor. He barely gets it. Now he goes to Jones. Jones coming in, putting it up and scoring. Jones with the basket, and we're under 10 to play now. 9-14 to go. Phillips with the basketball. Throws it across to Ozier. And then they go to Hamilton. Hamilton with the three-pointer that barely hit the ring. Here comes Taylor quickly. And he'll give it up. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound, though. Good position by the Knights. And that was Miles got position. So that foul is on Hamilton, his second. So Miles at the line, first time tonight. He'll get two. First one up is in and out, no good. Checking back in will be Nixon for Applewhite. Second one up is good. So 53-44. And Phillips will bring it up. Passes across court to Ozier. Now Ozier has it taken away by Taylor, but he can't save it as it goes out of bounds. This is what happened against Racine Lutheran. Those cross-court passes that the Angels make. Nice play by Taylor from Dominican, but he stepped on the sideline. Ryan Thompson not happy at all with that. And Phillips inbounds to Vincent. Vincent gives it up to Ozier. Now the give and go to Hamilton. He tried to save it and he couldn't. So he's upset, Lamont, that he let that go out of bounds. And here comes Taylor quickly. Taylor gets it in the corner. 2 miles. Then Miles gives it up to Nixon. Now Vincent had stolen, taken it away. Now they stepped on the end line again. It's hired, goes back and forth here. That was Jones that stepped on the sideline, so it'll go back over to St. Catharines. Applewhite checks back in now. So Phillips gets it in to Hamilton at the 8-minute mark. Phillips with the basketball, passes over to Ozier. Now Hamilton with the basketball, gives it up to Vincent Jr., and he goes on the wing to Ozier. Now they have it almost taken away again. And we're going to have a foul called here on the Knights. That falls on Miles, his second, team fourth. So Angels inbound to Ozier. Ozier gets it back out to Phillips at the top of the key. Then he gives it to Hamilton on the wing. Now Hamilton gives it back to Phillips at the top of the key, and he goes across court to Ozier. Ozier with the basketball, 7:30 to go in regulation. 53-44, Angels. Now Vincent with the basketball, coming inside, shooting it down. Now they give it to Hamilton, and 3-second violation. Again, you don't see it very often. So 3-second violation on the Angels. So the Knights can cut into that 9-point lead. Taylor coming across. Taylor to Romack, and he'll score the give and go. The give and go from Applewhite. 30-second timeout by the Knights, so we'll keep it here. 53-46, a 7-point lead for the Angels. And again, the winner of this game, if it's the St. Catharines Angels, they stay within one game of Racine Lutheran. If the Knights come back and win this game, it really puts the Lutheran Crusaders in the driver's seat, because both St. Catharines and Dominican will both have two losses in conference. So Angels to inbound, 7:03 to go. And Hamilton will bring it across. Hamilton now on the drive. Throws it in the corner to Vincent. Now Vincent comes way out with it and gives it up to Phillips. Now from the corner, the three-pointer, in and out, no good, and another rebound. 2 miles. And here comes Dominican. Miles will put up the three and hit it to make it a 53-49 game with 6:20 to go. Hamilton with the basketball. Throws it across court to Ozier. Coming inside is Vincent, and he'll score. Eddie Vincent with the basket to make it 55-49. Here comes Taylor. Taylor coming all the way down, looking for Romack. Romack has it taken away. And Applewhite overlaid the bunny. And the rebound comes down to Hamilton. 6-point lead for the Angels. Now here's a three-pointer. That's good. That's good by Lamont Hamilton to make it 58-49. Now they go down quickly. And scoring is Jones. 5:29 to go. Hamilton with the basketball. Comes inside. Puts up a three. That's good again by Lamont Hamilton. 61-51. Now Hamilton takes it away. Driving all the way down to Ward. Ward's reverse layup is good to make it 63-51. Angels at the 5-minute mark. Now here's a three-pointer. Short. Ward with the rebound. And they'll put it in Hamilton's hands, and we're under five to play. 63-51. Angels with the lead. Hamilton with another three. That's no good. Barely hit the ring. Ward saves it. And Hamilton scores to make it 65-51. Now Romack will try to take over here. And they're going to get Ozier for grabbing Romack. And that's his fourth. So checking back in will be Watson. And he shouldn't be going to the line. Okay, yeah, they're taking it out of bounds. Romack looking for it. He wants to score quickly. And they get it into Nixon. Nixon shot up. It's no good. And the rebound. No one was at home at first for the Angels. And finally, Watson came up with it and puts it in Phillips' hands with 4:20 to go. Now they give it to Hamilton on the wing. Hamilton pulls it back out now. We close in on four to go. A.C. Ward with the basketball, trying to go inside, working it, and it's taken away. Taken away by Jones. Now he gives it back out on top to Taylor. Taylor now goes down low to Romack, to Taylor. Taylor's three-pointer, no good. Put back is good by Romack. As he came inside, and Lamont Hamilton allowed it. 3:40 to go, 65-53, 12-point lead. Now Hamilton gave it up. Watson's got nowhere to go with it. Now we're going to have a foul coming up here. Ward comes back in for Lockridge, who fouled there, his first, team seventh. So Nixon will go to line to shoot a 1-1. First time for Amari. First one up, no good, and Hamilton with the rebound. 3:20 to go. 12-point lead for the Angels. And Hamilton pulls it out, being guarded by Romack. Now he swings it around. Pulls up. Now on the drive, he'll put it up and score. Lamont Hamilton got around Romack, and it's 67-53. Shot up is good by Taylor. And it makes it 67-55. Again, the Angels getting lazy on defense there. Now they put it in Vincent's hands. We could come down to 2:40 to go. Vincent with the basketball, driving inside, then kicks it out. And we're going to have a foul coming up here, I believe, on the Knights this time. Unofficially, Lamont Hamilton with 30. And again, stick around after the game. Brian Polda, the assistant coach for St. Catharines, will be joining us, win or lose. And we'll also have our DG Sports Player of the Game announcement. Got to get it in. They called the 5 seconds, which was... couldn't get it in. Now I don't know what's going on. One official called the 5 second, and then the other one. Now we got a timeout coming up, a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
At Gordy Boucher Lincoln, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. It's more than a motto at Boucher, it's their mission. Their professional team truly listens to your wants and finds the best vehicle to fit your budget. After the sale, they're there to assist you with any vehicle feature or functionality questions. Visit GordyBoucherLincoln.net to browse their inventory online. Request more information about vehicles, set up a test drive, or inquire about financing. Stop it in their showroom at 3161 South 108th Street in West Dallas. That's Gordy Boucher Lincoln.
All right, back to live action here. 67-55, Angels with a 12-point lead. Still a lot of time. 2:31. So the Knights will have it on that five-second violation. Nope.
Looks like they're awarding them that timeout prior to the violation.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dylan. All right. The three officials got it together. So Vincent wants to handle it. Now the two of the other officials are talking about it. Doesn't look good, Dylan. When you can't decide on what to do. I'm glad Mr. Owens is down there on the floor.
And what should have happened, they should have tweet came in and told him.
Yep. So they get it into Ward. Ward trying to pull it up. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Angels. 2:28 to go. And again, the Angels are having all sorts of trouble inbounding underneath their basket. Now they get it into Ward, and he gets it into Hamilton's hands. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball. Hamilton being guarded by Romack, gives it up. Gives it up to Ozier, and he's fouled. I believe he's fouled. The foul's on Miles, his fourth, team fifth. Applewhite checks back in for the Knights. St. Catherine's still not in the bonus. Also checking in is Moore for the Knights. For Miles. They get it into Vincent. Vincent with the basketball, closing in on 2 minutes to go. And we're going to have a foul on Taylor. Now, all of a sudden, they're calling everything. So that foul's on Taylor. That's his third, team sixth. So they get it into Ward. And then Ward is pushed, and that should send him to the line. That falls on Moore, his second, team seven. So AC will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. He's 3 for 4. So the first one is the pivotal one with that 12-point lead. First one up is no good. Hit the beam, so it'll go over to the Knights. And they want to get it in quickly, which is smart. Taylor will bring it across quickly. Taylor passes across court to Miles. Now to Romack. Romack gives it up to Taylor. Taylor comes inside. And he has it taken away by Vincent. Vincent brings it across. Looking for someone, and there's a foul on Taylor. With 1:43 to go. Still too much time to announce our player of the game. All right. Vincent is 3 for 4. First one up is good. Makes it 68-55. Vincent will get the second one now. That one's no good. And the rebound, though, is taken by Ozier, and he gives it back to Vincent. Vincent gives it up to Phillips. Now Phillips throws it out to Hamilton. Hamilton comes inside. Puts it up and scores. Lamont Hamilton to make it a 15-point lead, 32. 32 now for Lamont Hamilton. And again, Taylor to take it out with 1:21 to go. Taylor gets it in to Nixon. He'll shoot and score. And another timeout called by the Knights. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
All right, back to live action here. 70-57 is our score. Angels with the lead. That falls on Moore, his third. Checking back in is Nixon and Miles for the Knights. At the line is Ward for a 1-1. Misses it, and here comes Womack with it. Romack with the three, hit the rim, no good. And Phillips comes down with the rebound, and he's fouled. So he'll go to line to shoot a 1-1. That fouls on Romack, his first, if you can believe that. Team 10th. Double bonus for the Angels. First time tonight. And his first one is good by Phillips. Second one up, also good. Make it 72-57. A 15-point lead now for the Angels. They get it down quickly to Nixon, and he scores. Nixon. And another timeout called by the Knights, and we'll keep it here. 72-59 with a minute to go. So we'll have time to run down our unofficial scoring for both teams, and then we'll announce our player of the game.
For the trailing team here, the Dominican Knights leading the way. Aaron Womack the third with 29 points on 12 field goals. Amari Nixon, their second leading scorer with 10 points. Zaire Jones with 9. Keon Miles with 4. And Demetrius Taylor with 7. And for the leading, St. Catharines Angels leading the way for them. Lamont Duty Hamilton, 32 points. With 6 3-points made. Next leading scorer, A.C. Ward, 16 points, going 3-for-6 from the line. Eddie Vincent Jr. with 11 points, 4-for-6 from the line. Richard Watson with 3, Janaeus Lockridge with 2, Antoine Ogier with 3, and Jaden Phillips with 5.
All right, so back to live action here, 72-59. Angels with the lead, and they'll inbound the basketball now. And they inbound it, and Vincent gets it right back in his double team. Now gets it back to Ward, and then we have a foul coming up. So that falls on Moore, his fourth. Double bonus for AC. He's 3-for-6. He'll get 2 here. First one up is good. And checking back in will be Nixon and Miles for the Knights. 73-59, Angels with the lead. So Second one up, also good. A.C. Ward makes both of them as Taylor brings it up quickly to Jones, and Jones scores. And another timeout called. 30-second timeout. So we can announce our player of the game. It might be surprising to some people. Our player of the game tonight is A.C. Ward. A.C. Ward, without his rebounds and putbacks of short shots, and actually throwing a three-pointer by A.C. Ward, we're going to give it to him tonight. He's our DG Sports player of the game. When Coach Polda comes up here, we'll give him that certificate. But again, what a night by Lamont Hamilton. All right, 44 seconds to go. Vincent will inbound. And they get it in. And then a foul right away. And that foul's on Jones. His first. And double bonus for Phillips. He's perfect. 2 for 2. First one up is no good. Second one also no good, and the rebound comes down to Nixon into Romack's hands, and he'll put it up and score. Romack with another two. Now they get Lamont down here, and Lamont scores. Lamont Hamilton with another two, 76-63. Taylor comes down quickly, and he's fouled as he's ridden, as he's driving in. So that fouls on Phillips, his second, team eighth. So Taylor, 1-1. No good. And Ozier hangs on to it, and he'll go to line to shoot a double bonus. So again, our player of the game will be A.C. Ward tonight. 1 for 2. First one up, no good by Ozier. Second one is good. Make it 77-63. Taylor comes down quickly, all the way down. Puts it up and does not score. Ward with the rebound, and he'll throw it down to Hamilton. Oh, oh! Lamont Hamilton finishes it up with a one-handed stuff. 79-63. Coming inside and scoring is Miles. And that's the ball game, our final score. It's St. Catharines 79, Dominican 65, and the Angels keep their hopes of winning a conference title in check for at least one more game. 79-65 is our final score. Stick around. We'll have Brian Polda, assistant coach for the St. Catharines Angels, stopping up here. So Dominican falls to 9-5 overall, 4-3 in conference. St. Catharines improves to 11-3 overall. More importantly, 5-1 in conference. So Dylan, your final thoughts as we wait for Coach Polda to come up.
Despite a very sloppy performance by both teams, a lot of points. You could say defense was a big factor here tonight, but I don't know if it was so much as good defense was being played or just that sloppy of basketball. Despite the defensive we've seen, one team put up almost 80 points, the other 65. So it was just a sloppy game. Conference, kind of that grindy part of the season as we talked about the other night. So it is what it is. Good win for St. Catharines. Very impressed being able to put up 80 points against this Dominican team. But they got a big test coming on Tuesday.
Yep.
And that's what matters more than tonight. Now they got to worry about the next one.
All right. Brian Pohl is making his way up here. We'll talk to him shortly. All right, we're joined by Brian Polda. We'll get his mic adjusted here. All right, Coach Polda. We'll start with our DG Sports Player of the Game, and I bet you think you know who it
is.
Yeah,
I think so.
But I think you're going to be surprised.
He's been playing well.
A.C. Ward deserves it tonight.
Yes.
A lot of boards.
Yes, he's been playing well.
Putbacks. Hey. You can give it to Lamont every game, but yeah, you need more than Lamont Hamilton.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So talk about this game. I mean, for our listeners, they know, we've informed them, you kept your chance of winning conference alive by winning tonight. If you lose, I don't think Lutheran's going to lose two conference games.
Absolutely, yeah. We just take it one game at a time, though. We don't want to look forward to Lutheran. We had to handle this tonight. Yeah, it was a big game. I mean, Dominican's a great team. I knew, you know, if they lose, they're two games down, back now. So, you know, they were a must-win too also. So.
Yeah, they're three. They got three losses.
They got three losses.
Yeah, they lost to St.
Joe's. Yeah, I forgot about St. Joe's. Yeah, so they were in a must-win for sure for conference. So, yeah, you know, we looked at it as, we got to take care of business tonight, and then we'll look forward to Lutheran on Tuesday.
Well, the good news is I like what I see up there. You held them to 65 points, and a lot of those points were garbage at the end, let's be honest.
Yeah, at the end. I mean, our first half defense was phenomenal. I mean, we have a tendency to second half let the other team score more 30, 40 points. We got to knock that off, though. First half, we play great defense. 23 to hold a team like that to 23 points in the first half is unbelievable.
You sure are right. So talk a little bit about this team. The last time we talked on, off air, I think it was a conversation on the phone. You said the defense is really coming.
It is.
And I think with the team you have assembled here, not having the height that a lot of other teams have, that's what you have to do. You got to concentrate on defense.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's always a staple of St. Cat's is better play good man-to-man defense. And Coach Thompson and the other coaches, we work on it every day in practice. We drill defense. You know, we were a little banged up early in the year from football season. You know, congrats to the state champs for the kids that are on the football team. But, you know, basketball shape and football shape are two different things. And, you know, we're not there yet, but we're starting to get there.
It's unfortunate that for St. Catharines fans, listeners, whatever, that had to be your first conference game to go against Racine Lutheran like that.
That was a great game, though. I mean, you know, our kids fought. They fought.
A winnable game.
Yeah, winnable game. I mean, you look at it, we probably should have won that game. I mean, but Lutheran is a great team. I mean,
yes,
I love how they're playing. I know they had a little bit of setback on the other night on Wednesday against Park, but I mean, maybe that woke them up a little bit too.
A game we covered, by the way.
And I was listening.
I don't know if you guys got that tape or not, but if you don't, you probably should grab it.
Yeah, we're always watching. Coach Thompson, myself, the other coaches, we're watching tape all the time. So
you told me you're a tape junkie.
Yes. You know, I'm a little bit more busy now, so I don't watch as much tape as I used to, but I still try to get it in when I can.
So what happens between now and we're covering that one Tuesday night?
Yeah, I mean, just right back at it tomorrow. You start preparing for Lutheran. I mean, they're playing very good. I love the way they're playing. Coach Hullum's got them kids playing really good basketball. I mean, I watched some of their games. You know, I watched them against Dominican. I watched them against Park. Very good games. Very good team, unselfish. They're quick. They get the ball up the floor. They play for each other, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, the one thing Dylan and I have said about St. Catharines, about Racine Lutheran all year, is they play as a team.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, they're big guns. Sam Pitroff does not have to score 20 or 30
no.
points. He would rather get the win. So,
absolutely.
So he'll score 8 points
yep.
and get a W.
And that's a team leader right there. You know, how are you going to make the other people around you better? That's a great player. You know, so you know they're playing well. We're playing well though. I mean, and we went through some adversity after about the Carthage tournament at the end of December.
Yeah.
But our kids, I mean, we're playing the best we have all year right now. So I mean, we can get better. We do have to get better, but we're playing tough.
I know it sounds like a little thing, but what I saw tonight was you were better at the charity stripe than the last two times
except
we've covered
end of the
you
game.
At the end of the game. Yeah.
Except the,
yeah.
the end of the game, we missed too many.
Yeah.
You know, and that Coach Thompson wasn't happy with it. You know, we were good up until then, but, you know, that's when you make your money at the end of the game.
Yes.
You know, if you're a guard especially, you better be netting 2 for 2 at the end of the game just to put them away, you know. They hit a couple threes there in the last couple of minutes that they
yep.
did. You know, that's a different story.
Yep.
You know? So yeah.
Talk about before we go. I mean, he was on the losing end, but talk about Romac.
Oh, Romac is
he
tough.
A player? Or
He's
what?
A player. I mean, he can get to a spot. I mean, he just elevates. His mid-range is good. His three is good. He can take the ball to the hoop. I mean, he's going to Syracuse for a reason. So
he earned his points though tonight.
Yeah,
you made him earn them.
Yeah, we did. We did. We made. You know, we work hard. I mean, we're undersized, but we're you know we're tough. We're a tough group of kids. So.
How do you make up for being undersized? Because, I mean, you wouldn't think this team with the size you have would be 11-3.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's just the toughness. I mean, these kids play football, so they're strong physically, you know. I mean, it's hard to back a guy down who's physically strong. It doesn't matter what size,
okay.
you know,
okay.
what height you are,
yeah.
you know. You're going to have to work for it. You know, so then, and in turn, that wears the offensive player down too if they're going to have to work hard on the offensive end. So we always say work hard on defense, rest on offense. But our team, especially when you're playing against us, you better work hard on offense.
The other thing that we see that we've seen from St. Catharines is you might say we're small, but they leap. I mean, some of them, they can really jump.
Yeah. Well, I mean, example is Ozier. I mean, he's maybe 5'10", but he's
yeah.
got long arms, and he's a quick jumper. And then, you know, there's a difference. You know, Tyrese Hunter, he wasn't very tall, but he's such a quick jumper, and we have a lot of kids who jump quick,
yeah.
you know. So that really helps us out a lot.
I liked the little bit I saw of Lockridge tonight.
Oh,
I haven't been talking about him much this year. And all of a sudden, he appeared tonight,
you know,
and he gave you some good minutes.
Denias has been working hard. He had a little bit of a back injury coming out of football. Another football player. He had a little bit of a back injury, so it took him a little bit, and then he got sick. So it took him a little bit to get going. But the last 3 weeks, he's been killing it in practice. And, you know, he earned his minutes. So, you know, we're giving him some time, and he doesn't do anything to hurt us out there. I mean, I like to see him look to score a little bit more when he has the ball because he's capable of doing it. You know, he's just such a laid-back kid. You know, he's such a good kid.
So you never know who that fifth starter is going to be with the Angels.
No.
It appears like it changes sometimes.
No one's safe. You better come to practice
that's
every
good.
Day.
That's what I wanted our listeners to hear.
Yep.
Yeah.
No one's safe. You better come to practice every day, and you better work your tail off because there's someone right behind you ready to take that spot. And that's the way it should be. You
yeah.
know, so.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to let you go, and we'll look forward to seeing you again. You know, we'll be here Tuesday night.
All right.
I think we'll have a few more fans here
yeah,
on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. This gym hasn't been packed in a minute, but, you know, we're not getting talked about. When I like that.
You like that?
I
yeah.
like that. I don't want to get talked about. I want to, you know.
Well,
just creep up on people.
As the media person, you know, I can talk a little bit, and you can see they're starting to show you a little more
yeah,
respect.
Yeah, you know, and we play tough games, you know. So those three losses were against
right.
Racine Lutheran, Whitnall, which is a very good team. They play a heck of a schedule, too. I mean, their record doesn't show how good they really are. And, you know, off the top of my head, I can't think of who are. Oh, Carmen, and which is yeah. They were ranked earlier in the year, but we should have had them, too, here. But
yeah,
let that one slip away, too. But it is what it is.
You always told me you play for, if you come to St. Catharines, you play for state titles and you want to play for February
yes.
into March.
Absolutely, yeah. We want to be playing our best basketball in February.
Well, you better be because yeah. that sectional is brutal.
It is brutal. It is brutal. Yes, it is. You know, sectional semis, whoever gets there is going to be tough. And then you got to turn around and play a sectional final against another really, really good team. So.
Well, if anybody gets the opportunity to get close to them, MAS, you better have that tape of when they played Westosia.
Absolutely.
Because they had to hang on.
Yeah, Westosia's good. And we got Westosia coming up, too.
Yes.
So that's another really,
and
really good
team. And we've had them this year against Case.
Yeah, that Griffin. I love his game. He's so composed. You can't speed him up.
No.
He's going to do what he wants to do, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think it's just a testament to our non-conference schedule, though, too. We play hard teams. You know, we play tough teams. So, and our conference is strong, too, at the top. So,
all I can say is keep it going. But for Dylan and I, we can't lose either way Tuesday night because it's two of the teams we cover.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So,
hopefully it's a good game.
Yeah, hopefully it will be a good game. Yeah. Hey, give Lamont our congratulations, but
yep.
I mean, again,
no, yeah, I
he can get it every night.
Absolutely.
But he really worked hard tonight.
Oh, AAC has been playing so good. You know, he's got such good footwork inside, and, you know, he's playing pretty much the whole game.
And he's the little bit of height you have.
Yeah, he's a little bit, but, you know, he plays bigger than he is. You know, he might be 6'2", 6'3", but he plays like he's 6'5", just because the way he moves and he positions himself, so.
All right, well, I don't know if you guys go out and celebrate now or what you do, but go enjoy this one and then get back at it tomorrow.
All right, we will.
Brian Polda, assistant coach for the victorious St. Catharines Angels tonight. And with that's going to conclude this broadcast from the McGuire Gym Lutch Floor. My thanks to Dan Miller, athletic director at St. Catharines, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be January 28th, right here again at the McGuire Gym Lutch Floor, where the St. Catharines Angels will host the Lutheran Crusaders. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. Next up for the Knights will be another road game on January 28th when they will play the Shoreland Lutheran Pacers. Tip-off will be at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rosseffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us January 28th for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM, or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports covering all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was St. Catharines 79, Dominican 65. Dominican falls to 9-5 overall, 4-3 in conference. St. Catharines improves to 11-3 overall. Importantly, 5-1 in conference, and they stay in the race to win the Metro Classic Conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
Dave's Timeless Hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful. Be brighter.
And so I say now, hey. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump is promising federal help as California recovers from devastating wildfires. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the latest.
It is devastation.
That's what the president said after taking an aerial tour of the area, then speaking with residents on the ground in the Pacific Palisades.
The federal government standing behind you, 100%.
Striking a very different tone from previous statements that he would withhold federal aid over political differences. On water management, for example.
I'm signing an executive order to open up the pumps and valves in the north. We want to get that water pouring down here as quickly as possible.
While also promising to waive federal permits to expedite rebuilding.